You heard you could save big when you bundle home and auto with Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw a link for a survey about which type of bread you are. And now you're on question 17, barely scratching the surface of your bread identity. You always thought of yourself as a brioche, but are you actually more of a pumpernickel? Ah, yes. They said it was easy to save money bundling with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey everyone, this is Christian Heimel, host of Caught Listening. Thanks for listening to the following podcast on Public House Media.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Your Life Matters podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mariah White, and I am a passionate pediatric nurse practitioner and fired up health and happiness coach here to deliver a message to you. This podcast is meant to provide a hope and a dream that fuels your soul to dream big and to dream bold and to inspire and empower you to live out your wildest freaking dreams and to grab a hold onto the unwavering truth that you were made for more. What's up, guys? Happy Tuesday. I'm so excited that you're here on yet again another episode of the Your Life Matters podcast. But if this is your very first podcast, welcome, welcome, welcome. I encourage you to go back. This has been a platform that I have used for almost going on 4 years, and it's incredible to even think about or say that I have been passionate about showing up every single Tuesday for you guys to give you tangible takeaways to implement into your life so that you then live your best life and the life that you have been wanting and dreaming and searching for, that life that when you lay down in bed and that elephant on the chest that keeps you up at night, I help you to figure out how to get to that life. So I'm so grateful for all of our new listeners as well as my OGs up in the house. I encourage you, like always, podcast work by how you leave ratings and how you leave reviews. I don't know how well things are going unless you tell me how well they are. And I don't know how I need to improve unless you tell me exactly where I need to improve. So friends, please, if you haven't done so already, go leave a rating and a review, share it to your Instagram, tag me so that I can showcase you, as well as leave a review, share with me how it's impacted your life listening to it. There's some episodes that are like my favorite, like get into the arena of your life. There's some like last week where I shared with you the love that I have for my beautiful fiance and the passion that we share, and that love is love and it's beautiful in any way, shape, or form, and that this is our story, and I'm proud of our story, and I'm proud for our girls to grow up with not one but two incredible mamas, and for them to see their mamas be happy, because I have never been my truest self with anyone else in the world, and I'm so lucky and grateful that I get to spend the rest of my life with her. So, on that note, we're tagging along with our theme of this podcast series of Mariah, How Did You Know? And yet, last week, I had put up something on my Instagram story, and you guys with resounding messages were like, how did you know that coaching was your passion, or building a business on social media was your passion, or how to go after your passion? And I thought that that was something so powerful for me to talk about and share. So I wanted to talk about, Mariah, how did you know that this was your passion? And when I say this, I mean coaching. I mean encouraging and empowering incredible humans to live their best life. How did I know that being on a health and fitness journey myself would bring me so much joy and so much peace and so much prosperity in my life and the freedom of so many choices? How did I know that? It's simple. When you declutter all of the mess and silence all of the noise and mute the world, and you're in your most calm and silent
And I want to do this exercise with you. If you're in a place or in a time that you can do it, if you're driving, hear my heart, hear my words and practice it, but also come back to it and take a moment when you can just sit and be calm. You don't have to lay. You can just sit upright. You can be in any space that feels good to you. And I just want you to put your hand over your heart. And I want you to take a deep breath. And I want you to breathe in all of the love, all of the worthiness, all of the feelings of feeling wanted and loved and needed and enough. And I want you to breathe out any negativity of self-doubt or criticism. And then I want you to just breathe, and I want you to be silent. And I want you to ask yourself, is what I'm doing right now bringing me complete joy in the good and the bad days? And then I want you to ask yourself, what brings me the most joy in the good and the bad days? And I'm going to fill this space with a moment to remind you that you are so wanted. You are so needed. You are so worthy. You are so loved. You are so accepted just as you are. And you are more than enough. And when you remember that, when you hold on to that, it makes it that much easier to find your passion. And it makes it that much easier for you to hold it true to your heart. Because as I reflect on 5 going on 6 years of running my own business that primarily is housed on social media, where I pour into humans and their health, I get them hooked up with Beachbody and on track with nutrition. I run monthly groups, but groups that run all the time. I have a virtual gym access where people can come in and feel loved and work out together and smile and laugh and joke. And then I've built a team of beautiful, diverse humans that come together that have learned that this is what they find passion in doing too. And then on top of that, I get to mentor them to build a business of their own. And then on top of that, I get to encourage them to be their best self. And on bad days, I mean, people are quitting. My daughter's running around crazy. My other daughter is talking my ear off. The dog is chewing up half of the house. All of it. Work was a freaking nightmare. Kids are just sick. In the worst of the worst days, I come to my special place. It's my office. I light a candle and I sit down. And I find so much joy and mentoring. I find so much joy in getting on social media and pouring into incredible humans to just remind them that they're loved. I find so much joy inviting them to join me so that I can mentor them and work with them one-on-one. I find so much joy in helping my team find success in their health and nutrition. I find so much joy in pushing for big goals and achieving things that not too many people are able to achieve. And one way that I can reflect on that is 2 weeks ago, I spoke on what's called the National Wake Up Call, which is the best of the best coaching, teaching the best of the best, 450,000 people in the company. And I got to share my story and I got to give tangible tips on how to be successful in this business. And I came out of that cloud and I just said, this is my passion. This is what I love to do. This fills my cup up so much. And why do I share that with you guys? I share it because if you are going to a job that you dread, or you just go to because you need to pay a bill, or you just find yourself going in and out of like, it's just autopilot mode. I'm not saying anything's wrong with that, but I'm asking you then to figure out what you're passionate about. There was a woman that I had been mentoring, and she was a teacher, and she found so much passion in teaching. But as time went on and mundane things were happening and COVID started to happen, she found herself being like, I'm not passionate about this. This doesn't bring me joy. And we pivoted and came across a way for her to find joy. And she loved being able to create things through Etsy and decals and t-shirts and gift boxes, and that has become her passion. So even after a long day of teaching, she comes home to fulfill orders. Even after a long day of teaching, the next day she wakes up early to be able to advertise and market that business. That's what passion is. That's what brings people joy. What do you do that fills your cup? And maybe right now you're like, well, Mariah, I don't have anything. I need something to bring me joy. Well, I encourage you to get out a pen and paper and write down the things that make you smile, that bring you joy, the things that are your dreams. Because the problem is when you say, I don't have anything I'm passionate about, that tells me that you have shoved your dreams down so far so that you no longer become reminded of the fact that you aren't going after them. And then I'll say to you, at the end of your life, when it's just you and you, and you're sitting down and you're looking and you're reflecting on your life, are you going to have regret and disappointment for not going after those dreams? Or are you going to be content? Because success and contentment don't live in the same place. You have to sit down and you have to realize and you have to get to a point where you say, yes, I am okay not going after my dreams, and I am okay going out of this life knowing I never went after them. Now, if you're listening to this podcast and you're the most amazing person, like I know you are, you're saying, I don't ever want to do that. That's not where I want to be. But maybe you're saying, well, I'm too old, or I've, you know, passed up my opportunity for that. Well, no dream is too big, and no dream has an age limit, and no dream can't be accomplished if it really is your dream. Now, if you're 40 something years old and your dream is to play professional basketball, I'm going to redirect you to something that could bring you just as much joy. Will coaching bring you just as much joy? But you don't want to start at a certain level. Maybe you want to achieve being an NBA coach. Can that happen? Absolutely. You just have to have the right tools and go after the right vision and have the right resources. Is it possible? Absolutely. Now, there might be some of you who are like, I want to write a book, but I just don't know if that's in the cards for me. Well, why isn't it? Well, I want to start a podcast. Great. I did. Didn't take rocket science. You just start talking into your phone. That's where I started. Oh, well, you know, maybe I don't speak great, or maybe I just don't know how to come up with content. Guys, I literally just speak from my heart every single day that I speak to you guys. It's not scripted. I don't have anything that I script. Why? Because I am coming to you guys authentically to remind you that your life matters. And when I say your life matters, I'm trying to help you understand just how amazing you are. And that if you keep your goals and your vision and your dream in front of you, you'll never lack passion in going after them. The reason why I can wake up at 4 a.m. and stay up until 10 p.m. is because I have a vision and belief and grit and relentlessness and resiliency in my passion to inspire as many human beings as I can to remember that their life matters, that they are deserving of this life, and that they can achieve anything they want in this life. How did I know that that was my passion? Because I do it regardless of the hard. I do it regardless of what people say. I do it regardless of the failures that I've had along the way. I fail forward. So I'm asking you to write down the things that bring you joy, the things that are your dreams that you know vividly that you could not go and lay on your deathbed and lay them to rest knowing that you did your all. Those are the dreams I want you to attack. And once you write those dreams down, I want you to think about how you can passionately go after them. Does that mean you need to partner with a coach? Does that mean that you need a mentor? Does that mean you need to partner with a company? Does that mean that you need to stay up later and get on your computer and start typing? Does that mean that you need to pick up your phone and start speaking? Does that mean that you need to go connect and network with a million people in the basketball realm for you to be able to get a coaching job? All of those things are possible if you are willing to do the work. Your passions are yours. You just have to work for them. So how did I know that this was my passion? Because I would show up day and night, no matter what, for this dream that's mine, that's so big on my chest, that I know that I will achieve it no matter how long it takes me. That is how I knew I was passionate. That is how I knew that I would show up day in and day out, regardless of anything. That's how I knew that I was going after my dreams, and that is how I want you to go after your dreams. Don't settle for mediocre. Don't settle for contentment. Don't settle for quote-unquote normalcy. Go after your dreams so that your kids or future kids or the people that you surround yourself with can be like, damn, I'm so proud of her. She went after her dreams. I'm so proud of him. He never stopped believing. You have to believe it in order to achieve it. I believe in you. I believe in your dreams, but I can't believe in them more than you do. The only person that will achieve the dream is the person that believes it 100% unwavering, and nobody can dream and believe in your dreams as big and as passionate as you do. So friend, now's the time. Write down your list. Figure out how you can align your goals, your vision, and your passion, and get to work. I love you guys with all of my heart. I hope this episode helped. Please reach out to me for another episode of How Did You Know? I'm here to answer your questions. I'm here to be a support, but you gotta do the work. I love you all. And until another episode of Your Life Matters.
What's up, guys? Thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of the Your Life Matters podcast. I'm so grateful that you're here. I just ask that you share this episode with somebody. I ask you to just share it and give it to somebody who could potentially need to hear this message. I really am on a mission to help hundreds of thousands of people to believe that their mess is their message and that their story really does matter. And that above all, their life matters. I'm so grateful that you're here. I want you to share this episode. And then on top of that, if you could please leave a rating or a review or both, let me know what speaks to you. Let me know what you need to hear. Let me know what you've connected with, because that's going to be the best way that I can make sure that I'm giving you guys exactly what you need. I love you guys with all my heart. I'm so grateful for you. And I want you to know the difference and the impact you guys make in my life. I love seeing your messages. I love seeing when you guys private message me or screenshot it and share it on Instagram or Facebook, because it lets me know that this podcast is doing exactly what it was meant to do. And it's to make sure that there's an impact being made and to help remind you and everyone else that your life matters.
At T-Mobile, we believe in putting people first by treating them right. So we're upping the benefits without upping the price. Introducing Magenta Max, now with unlimited premium data that can't slow down based on how much smartphone data you use. Plus, get Netflix on us. Right now, pay zero cost to switch. And bring your phone. We'll pay it off up to $650. Only at T-Mobile.
Activate up to 4K or video streams at 480p. Up to 40 gigs high-speed tethering. $650 via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Simmons support charges waived. Receive Netflix standard with two lines.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man vs. Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
You can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Paid for by NHTSA.